Annie Moore immigrated to America from Ireland 118 years ago this week. She was 17 years old. The hard scrabble existence she then endured in New York was typical of immigrant life at the time. But Annie Moore was unique in at least one regard. She was the first immigrant to be processed at Ellis Island. Now, two photographs of Moore have been uncovered. The New York Times published one yesterday. Maureen Peterson is the person who found one of the long-lost photos. She's the great-granddaughter of Annie Moore. Maureen Peterson is on the phone with us from Ocean Grove, New Jersey. Maureen, what was your reaction when you found the photo of your great-grandmother?
I was just sitting here saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, this is the photo that we've been looking for. And my husband said, you know, what? And I took the photo out of the album and turned it over, and on the back it said Mama Shire, which is what family used to call Annie Moore.
And Shire was her married name.
Yes.
How did you find it? Where you've been looking for a long time? Where was it?
I knew at least one photo existed. I thought that one of my father's sisters might have had it. You know, usually photos usually passed down to a daughter more than to a son. But apparently my mother had the photo and had put it in the album, and we finally found it after so many years of looking and looking. So it was really, you know, an exciting time.
The photo you found is the one published in yesterday's edition of the New York Times. Describe it for us.
Okay, it's Annie Moore, you know, probably at an older age. She seems to be dressed up for some type of occasion, and she's standing in front of some kind of a doorway. I believe it might be from one of the old tenements on the east side.
Was she smiling?
Yeah, like kind of like a Mona Lisa type look, like not, you know, a great big broad grin, but, you know. She appears to be dressed up. It didn't look like everyday dress for somebody like her who was really, you know, a poor, struggling immigrant with so many children.
And as it turns out, two cousins of yours also found a photo of your great-grandmother recently. What does that other picture show?
The other picture is of a younger Annie Moore. It's a full-body photo, and she's sitting and she's holding a baby on her lap. Baby appears to be about a year old, a little girl, so that photo also said Mama Shire on the back, and it was the same handwriting as the one on the back of the photo that I found. But it doesn't say, you know, the name of the child. We're assuming it was my grandmother because she was the first girl and she was the oldest living child.
Well, your great-grandmother, Annie Moore, died young. She was 49 and had a pretty hard life, I understand.
Yes, she had a total of 11 children, and six of them died at very young ages, like by the age of 3, I believe. Five of them lived to, you know, adulthood. The only one of the children that lived to be past 50 was my grandmother, who died at the age of 76.
When you were growing up, what kind of family stories did you hear about your great-grandmother? Were there a lot of things that you guys used to talk about?
Basically, you know, we always heard that she was the first immigrant to be processed at Ellis Island, and that, you know, they lived on the Lower East Side. From what we understand, she had a, you know, phenomenal sense of humor, which carried on through the generations. You know, even though they were very poor and, you know, had basically nothing, they were, you know, we were a very close family.
What is it that you think is most important that we could be learning from your great-grandmother's experience?
I think the most important thing is, like, she came here, they, you know, they worked really hard, they had a family, you know, kept the family together. Each generation of us has gotten better educated, and we now have so many different nationalities, you know, involved in the family. There's Chinese, Dominican, German, Jewish, French. You know, we've just become like a real American family.
Maureen Peterson is a great-granddaughter of Annie Moore, the first immigrant to pass through Ellis Island after it opened in 1892. Maureen Peterson, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
You can see Maureen Peterson's photo of her great-grandmother at theworld.org.